The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
There are a lot of shady things going on right now surrounding the election, but as I'll show you in the episode today, it isn't enough to give Kamala Harris the win. One of the most corrupt things happening in the U.S. right now is in the Federal Reserve. They reduced rates 46 days before the election, which I'm sorry, it's just not a coincidence. J.D. Vance was actually asked about this week. Here's his response.
Really quickly, just on the Fed cutting, it's a very Wall Street Journal-y question, but the Fed cut the interest rate today by a half a percentage point. Going to alleviate inflation for a lot of people, and so if you have any reaction to that, we'd love it.
Well, look, my reaction is... My reaction is a half a point is nothing compared to what American families have been dealing with for the last 3 years. You know, when Donald Trump left office, a lot of Americans were getting 3-4% mortgages. Now they're getting 8% mortgages. A half a point is not going to help those families a whole lot. It's better than nothing. But again, the reason why we have sky-high inflation, the reason why we have high interest rates, is because Kamala Harris cast a deciding vote on the Inflation Explosion Act, and then she tried to do everything she could to shut down American energy. So Americans are suffering from this stuff, and the fact that the Fed is going to give them a little relief in the midst of an election, by the way, is nothing compared to the disaster that Kamala Harris's policies have caused in this country.
So JD is right about one thing, but he's actually wrong about another, and the Wall Street Journal reporter got it wrong too. I'm not really sure what they were saying, but I'll start with what he got right. He's right on the point that nothing right now is compared to what Trump had it at. And the reason that the rates were so low under Trump is generally the Fed raises the rates when they have to take, you know, inflation under control, because those have kind of an inverse correlation to each other. But under Trump, inflation wasn't a problem at all because of the fact that he wasn't printing money in the beginning of his presidency like the Democrats are, as well as, you know, unleashing our energy potential. Those are just a couple of reasons why he didn't have inflationary problems. So for that reason, the Fed could lower the rates. And so this narrative on the left that somehow the economy is great because it's slightly better from the super horrible place the Biden administration had it at, it's super laughable. It's super dumb. And I think J.D. Vance does a good job of kind of calling that out. People talking about how amazing inflation is right now. But here's the reality. Inflation compounds over time. And the other reality is our target, the Fed's target for inflation is at about 2%. And right now we're sitting between 2.5 and 3%. Now, we're so used to it being at like 8% that we hear 2.5%, 3%, and we're like, oh, that's good. But again, that's 25 to 50% worse than the target. So it's in no means is it in a good place. And just because it's falling does not mean that the damage that the Biden administration did regarding inflation wasn't already done. Here is what J.D. Vance got wrong, though. And this is, again, I don't know how he got it wrong. I don't know, because it's very basic economics. I don't know how the Wall Street Journal reporter got it wrong. Maybe he misspoke. But he says that lowering rates is going to help Americans and that it's going to provide them some inflationary relief. But like I just said, lowering rates does not lower inflation. It actually does the opposite. It raises inflation, which again raises the question, if we're not at our target inflation right now, why the heck is the Fed reducing rates? And there's a couple reasons for this. The first obviously is because we're 45 days out from the election. There's a lot of people out there that will say the Federal Reserve is just kind of this independent organization. They're not connected to the administration at all. But at the same time, if you truly believe that the Democrats haven't exerted all of their force and all of their persuasion on Jerome Powell to reduce rates right before the election, if you don't believe that, you're stupid. I'm sorry. Of course they did. And of course Jerome Powell caved and did it. Now that's one explanation. There is another explanation, and that is kind of that the job reports that the Biden administration came out with, this was news from a few weeks ago, but they said it was really good. It actually turned out to be really bad, which kind of points to the fact that we could be going into a recession. If that's true, reducing the rates could make sense. But what's so troubling about it is that Jerome Powell this whole time has said that he would not reduce rates probably until December after the election has taken place. And now suddenly he's done it 45 days before the election. So it really is weaponization of the Federal Reserve. The reason, just to go through this, I never want to be that guy to just get up there and just say something. I want to explain the reason why. The reason why lowering interest rates is going to keep us from going into a recession is because lowering interest rates makes it easier for banks to borrow against the Fed, which in turn makes it so companies can borrow money from banks, which in turn makes it so that they can have more jobs fulfilled. So that's the reason why that's happening. But at the end of the day, again, you're stupid if you think that the Fed wasn't influenced by the Biden, Kamala Harris administration, or really beyond the administration, the Democratic machine, which is something I've talked a lot about. Of course, they exerted all their power on them. And of course, people are going to look at this and see this as an economic win. I don't think it's an economic win. This is where I disagree with J.D. Vance. I think what we're going to see is it might keep us out of a recession. I think the job market will continue to be pretty mediocre. If any of you are out there looking for jobs right now, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's mass layoffs in several fields right now, especially some, you know, high skill fields like in the tech industry. And then, of course, inflation is going to get worse. So if you're not happy right now with grocery store prices or with gas prices, they're going to go up, and they're probably going to go up by, I mean, this rate cut is going to bring it probably above 3% inflation, at least for a time. So I find that really concerning. And again, it points to the fact that Democrats will do anything for power. They will literally make inflation worse if it means staying in power. And they've done that time and time again. This is just the latest example of it. As we'll talk about, though, right now, guys, that level of corruption that the Democrats are working with in the bureaucracy, in the deep state, it's actually not enough for them to win, and I'll show you why. So the debate between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump was more than a week ago. And you'll remember that there were several people that were saying the race is over because Donald Trump didn't do very well. I've talked about how I don't believe he did very well. More than that, the moderators and Kamala Harris just were next level corrupt. But I don't think that's enough for Kamala Harris to win. And here's some evidence for that. If you look at the polls right now, there's now post-debate polls that we just didn't have before. Those post-debate polls tell a very different story than, again, I had like friends calling me. I like people talking to me about politics. So if you're one of my friends watching this, you can keep airing out your concerns with me. But here's the deal. I had people coming up to me and being like, oh my gosh, the race is over. We're screwed. And I'm like, guys, calm down. It's not a big deal. I had the privilege today of telling you I was right all along. And I'll show you right here in the poll. So I'm going to show you 538. 538 has a lot of people have criticized them because they have kind of the simulations that they run for the election. It's more left-leaning. However, this part that I'm going to show you right now is not their simulations. It's just simply an averaging of all the polls. So I'm going to go to them right now. I'll show you what I'm talking about. What you're seeing on screen right here, again, is an average of the polls starting right before the debate. And if you look right here, you can see that Harris is up by about 3%. And again, it kind of changes between 3% and 2.5%. There's really no difference. So that's before the debate. If you look for after the debate, 2.9%. Again, that was 2 days ago, September 19th. And that was when most of the post-debate polling came out. So technically, Harris went down a little bit. Again, that's within the margin of error. It really doesn't matter that much. Frankly, all of the poll averaging is within the margin of error. So if you see Harris and Trump within 3 points, they're tied, essentially. I mean, they could be tied. Technically, Harris could be up by 6. I doubt it, but I think that, you know, they're tied. And as I've talked about, this is the national polling. If Harris truly is up by 3, it's a nail biter in the Electoral College. So this isn't you know, this aggregate that I'm showing you isn't Harris has a 3% higher chance of winning than Donald Trump. No, it just simply means she has 3% more of the national vote. Maybe if all the polling is accurate, even if it is accurate, that doesn't mean she's going to take the Electoral College. So at the end of the day, again, happy to say I was right. The debate did not matter at all. And again, what does this mean? If the polling didn't change at all, then we have to deduce a few things. And what I think it means most is something that I've been saying for months on the show, which is that people have already made their minds up about the election. And I think that just makes sense. I mean, I know people don't know who Kamala Harris is, but she represents the Democratic machine. So if you love the Democratic machine, you're going to vote for Kamala Harris. Or if you really like Joe Biden, for instance, she's like the same thing at this point. She's just a pawn in the Democrat Party, not really an ideologue, just like Joe Biden, just someone that will do whatever Democrats tell her. So if that's who you like, you are always going to vote for Kamala Harris. You know who Trump is? Everyone knows who Trump is. So if you're down for Trump, you're voting for him. People decided this long ago, right? However, and it really is as well as simple as, if you want to make it even simpler than that, it's do you like now more or 2017 through 2021 more? And most people, it's just very easy to look into yourself and be like, eh, I like that one more. So they know who they're going to vote for. So I don't think it's about persuasion at this point at all. It's about turnout, which I've said for super long. This race will come down to turnout. And I think Trump supporters are more galvanized than Kamala Harris. So it's as simple as if Trump supporters in swing states show up, Trump will win. If Democrats show for Kamala, she will win in the swing states. It's that simple. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.